Just one question in the laws of Berachot. Question was asked, if a person, let's say, made a Beracha on a specific item, but he wasn't koveya makom, where he was going to eat the item, which means he did not designate in his mind a specific spot necessarily where he was going to eat it. For example, he went into one of the stores in the city and he bought a soda. And now he's walking on the street drinking the soda. And now the question is, he now walks into a building, into his office, and he's still drinking the soda. Does he have to make another beracha, being that now he was mishaneh makom, he went from the street to a building, or for that matter, let's say he gets on a bus, or he gets on a train, etc., he's holding a coffee in his hand, does he have to make another beracha, because he was mishaneh makom? The Chesed Alafim discusses this question, and he clearly says that since at the time that he made the, let's say, she'akon yavaron, the soda or coffee, he did not have intent to be in one specific spot. His intent was to be on the go, to be walking. So therefore, anywhere he continues going, he's still somech on the original beracha that he made. Therefore, in our case, if he made the she'akon yavaron on the street, now he walks onto the train or the bus or to his office, he continues to drink that item al semech, the beracha that he made originally. This is the way the Kaf HaHaim also comes out in Siman Kuf Ayin Het, as well as the Mishnah Berurah. Again, the rule being, since you were not koveya makom in a specific spot, for example, you were walking, and that was your intent from the beginning, so therefore, even if you continue in a different place, you do not make another beracha.